It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today, the shareholders of Knight Ridder, the newspaper chain, are expected to approve its sale to the California-based McClatchy Company. As part of that deal, a dozen of the less profitable papers will be sold off separately. And that includes the Philadelphia Inquirer, as well as its smaller sibling, the tabloid Daily News. Both those papers, once again, would become locally owned, which in theory is a good thing. As NPR's David Folkenflik learned during a recent visit to Philadelphia, though, the paper's new owners include one of its former critics.
You can find Bradshaw downtown at his newsstand at the corner of 16th and Market Street. How well are Philadelphia's two dailies faring? When Shaw first opened the stand 20 years ago, papers would fly off the racks each morning.
About 175 Inquirer and 500 Daily News.
And how many do you sell now?
I'm selling 50 Inquirer and 100 Daily News. Say everything has changed, this computer and everything.
Knight Ridder has responded to slumping profits with years of deep cuts. The latest came last fall, when the paper slashed another 15% of their staffs. The Inquirer was once known as the spawning grounds of Pulitzers and practical jokes. Its coverage spanned the globe and broke open scandals at local police precincts. Most of the people responsible for those days are gone. Former managing editor Philip Dixon says he left in 2002 because the fun had been drained from his job.
When it got to the point that we were spending more time figuring out how to make the numbers add up than we were spending on how to make the stories add up, it was time to get out.
Now, some journalists who are there see hope in the person of 49-year-old Brian Tierney.
Pleasure.
He's the slightly beefy guy with the wavy hair who is recently pressing the flesh at the paper's headquarters.
Hello.
Hi.
Brian Tierney.
Brian Tierney. My name's Arkansas.
Arkansas, how are you? Good to see you.
Nice to meet you. Recognize you from the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. After I saw that thing, I thought, I got to start that Nutrisystem diet. I got to get away from that thing.
Tierney stitched together the group that's buying the papers. It includes, yes, the head of Nutrisystems, among dozens of other investors, like a major home developer and car dealer, and a union pension fund. Tierney is on the brink of becoming the paper's CEO.
Oh, I am so excited that I wish it was July. I wish it was July already. I've never wanted June to end so fast, just to get started.
Tierney tells executives there he's already helping bring in money.
I was just saying that two of your larger advertisers have told me that they will increase their schedule by 25%.
Tierney's a local boy who made a fortune building up and later selling Philadelphia's largest advertising and public relations firm. In the process, he won this nickname at the Inquirer.
Superfleck.
Trish Wilson is the Inquirer's science and medicine editor. She says Tierney left a lot of bruises there.
Yes, he has a poor reputation for being a bully in the newsroom.
And that's the nice version from an editor who says she's eager for Tierney to take over. Former managing editor Phil Dixon says he's a snake.
And when I say venomous, I meant just that.
During the 1990s, Tierney represented Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua. Tierney berated top editors for the paper's coverage of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese. Dixon says Tierney's tirades betrayed a contempt for the Inquirer and an ignorance of how it actually works.
Part of editing a newspaper is deciding who covers what and when. And you don't give that to anybody outside the newspaper.
Several current and former Inquirer staffers say Tierney demanded articles be killed and reporters be reassigned. But Tierney denies that. Instead, he says he challenged unfair coverage.
Truth is sometimes born out of two people with different views on the same thing, you know, discussing it, perhaps viewed as battling it out.
Tierney has also advanced Republican campaigns, but he says he's done with politics and that his loyalty to the Inquirer and Daily News is complete.
I will be a very forceful advocate for this organization as well, which is, I think, why you have people high-fiving me when I come through here. They love
the new parent company won't be publicly traded, and its owners say they don't expect the high profits demanded by Wall Street. But here's another wrinkle. Tierney's partners include some of the region's most influential entrepreneurs. Many articles could pose conflicts of interest as reporters dig up dirt on the new owners and their competitors. Tierney made his partners promise they won't interfere with the news.
I told every one of the investors, I said, you're so excited about this investment, but I guarantee it, in a year, two or three, you're going to call me up and you're going to be all upset because your business or your pet civic cause or your industry, you're going to feel has been maligned and you're going to come to me and I'm going to have to tell you then there's nothing I can do about it.
Still, some reporters say they're concerned about echoes of the past when the Inquirer was owned by local magnate Walter Annenberg. He used the paper to reward friends and ignore enemies. The Inquirer's top editor, Amanda Bennett, is aware of that history.
I'm not naive. I'm not stupid. I know the pressures that everyone is going to face, but I'm going to choose to believe in the goodwill and integrity of the people who bought this paper.
In Philadelphia, exhausted by the past, a newsroom filled with professional skeptics is trying to extend the benefit of the doubt to its new owners. David Folkenflik, NPR News.